Hare Krishna. Question from Nailesh Prabhu. If someone is in the military and has a duty to fight, then today's wars are not like the Dharma Yuddha of Kurukshetra. So will such a person be doing Vikarma and getting Bandhan? Or if that person keeps Krishna in the center and does it as a duty, then that person will not get bound? Answer: Sahajam karma kaunteya sadosham apinatyajet sarvarambhai doshena dhumenag nirvavrita. In the 18th chapter, when Krishna gives analysis of Varnashram from 41st to 43rd verses, from there onwards, the whole section from 40th verse to 49th verse talks about Varnashram. And there, towards the conclusion, this verse comes that sahajam karma kaunteya, that with every work which one does, with it is born sadosham, that the faults are there, api na tyajet, but in spite of the faults being there, na tyajet, one should not give it up. Why? Sarvarambha hi doshena, all activities are covered by faults. Dhumen agnir ivavritaha, just as fire is covered by smoke. So just because something is covered by something impure, that does not mean that the thing has to be given up. Now, fire is considered auspicious. Fire is considered the mouth of Vishnu, and fire is essential for yajnas. At the same time, smoke is uncomfortable. It is inauspicious. But wherever there is fire, often there is smoke. So one has to deal with the smoke. One has to stoke the fire and move with the smoke and then use the fire. So this is an apt example, because in this world, we cannot live without doing activity. We are living in the world and we have to do some duties. Now, every duty will have some fault. So, Krishna is talking of a culture in the past where everything was much more theistic, and where everything, the whole culture was much more spiritually conducive. And even in such a cultural context, Krishna is saying, sarvarambha hi doshena, all endeavors are covered by faults. And Prabhupada gives examples based on the Acharya's commentaries that in the past, the Brahmana sometimes had to kill animals. Now, that is required for tamasic. Animal sacrifice is not recommended for people who are in sattva-guna. But for people who are in rajoguna and rajoguna tamoguna, they may do animal sacrifices. And that is something which Brahmana has to do. Similarly, Kshatriya has to kill. A Vaishya while doing business may sometimes have to lie. So, these are things which are not desirable, but sometimes they have to be done. So the point is that even when the Varnashram was there and when things are spiritually conducive, even at that time, worldly duties are covered with faults. They're not filled with faults, they're covered with, surrounded by faults. That is the nature of this world. So then what to speak of in today's context, where the culture is far from spiritual. In fact, it is quite anti-spiritual, mainstream culture. So then, there will be faults. And in such a fault, we cannot abandon our duties. So, if somebody is in the military, then definitely that person should fight. Do the duty of fighting. So, there was a devotee in America who was actually in the American army. And then he became a devotee. So, when America decided to go for a war in the Middle East, then he was sent there. Now, he was told by his spiritual master, if you are in the army, then you have to go in the war. But when he went in the war, what did he do? You know, he not only fought the war as was required, but there in the war fields in the Middle East, he actually talked about Krishna, and he inspired many of his colleagues and friends and subordinates to become more inclined towards and to even take up Krishna Bhakti. No, he wrote some, his devotee, his spiritual master gave him the name Parthasarthi Prabhu. And he wrote a series of articles called the Battlefield Bhajans, which describe how he practiced Krishna Bhakti and how he shared Krishna Bhakti while being in the battlefield. That was how he did his bhajan over there. So, now we could say from the point of view of Dharma, this war does not have much direct correlation. But still, one can spiritualize it by practicing bhakti as much as possible and by having the understanding that ultimately wherever situation I have been put in, Krishna has put me in that situation and I will serve him accordingly to the best of my capacity, trying to remember him as much as possible. Now, especially if somebody is in the Indian Army, and India is the place where there is dharma right now. Of course, there is a lot of adharma even in India, but still, the culture is conducive to dharma, and Sanatan Dharma is present much more in India than in other parts of the world right now. Many of the holy places, many of the ancient temples are there in India. And protecting this is important. So, there are intolerant elements in certain religions which would want to destroy all other forms of religious expression. And protecting Indian boundaries is actually, in one sense, essential for protecting the dharmic culture that is there in India. So definitely, if somebody is in the Indian Army and is practicing bhakti, then that is definitely quite close to the practice of dharma itself. So we can look at the context, we can look at the individual situation, but ultimately we understand that Krishna is bhavagrahi. So if we have an intention to serve and we express that intention to the best of our capacity in our circumstances, then Krishna accepts that. And in that way, one does not get bound in karmic bandhan. Now certainly, while living in an army, while doing certain activities, actually while doing any activity in this world, there is some bondage that occurs. But Krishna reassures us towards the conclusion of the Gita, Sarva Dharma Pratitya, Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Aham tvam sarvapape mokshayishyami ma shuchah. If somebody surrenders to Krishna and takes shelter of him, then he frees one from sinful reactions. So we should focus as much as possible on trying to be devoted to Krishna in whatever circumstances we are. And we can, within that situation also, try to move towards a position where we can practice more and more bhakti. And as much as possible, devotees try to avoid getting involved directly in sinful activities. So, for example, one may be in the army, but one doesn't have to break the four-legged principles. One can lead a life of principles. And in that way, one can stay as harmonious with devotion as possible. And with the intention of devotion, one can keep progressing on the path towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.